The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, and good afternoon to others. Welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Great college football game yesterday. Notre Dame going on the road in their first real, true road test. Looked pretty darn good, had a chance to win that football game. If not for a penalty at the end of the game, and the announcers and everybody feels like they got it right. I don't think Notre Dame feels that way, but at the end of the day, it was a great football game. Baylor goes down, no longer undefeated. Bama rebounds pretty nicely. I got to say, that was very impressive. 59-0 over Texas A&M, huge. Arizona State beating Stanford. Fred, I don't think you thought that you saw that coming, to be honest with you. A-State played a pretty good football game and shut Stanford down pretty bad.
Yeah, I had Arizona State plus the 3.5, and I was quite happy with the outcome.
Impressive win from them, though. You know, backup quarterback. He's got to have his feet under him, but bottom line is I think that the situation in college football is just as puzzling as it was last week, if not more puzzling. So nothing has been more clear. Anyways, just getting warmed up. A lot of things to get into. Fred Wallen in L.A., Dorfman in Phoenix. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If your dog suffers from sore joints, skin rash, or other signs of aging, Dogevity is for you.
It would get so bad that I'd have her out a block from the house and she couldn't even walk home.
When she was a young dog, her little hind quarter gave out on her. We took her to the veterinarian. They said that she would require surgery.
When they're on the Dogevity, they seem like they get a whole nother gear out of themselves.
In my more than 30 years as a vet, I've never seen a supplement make such a difference in pets' vitality and health.
I mean, I saw immediate results. At age 14, she's like a little puppy.
My son-in-law told me about Dogevity. Within 5 days, it was like a miracle.
Since Dogevity, our game of tug of war is back on.
To try Dogevity today, visit Dogevity.com.
Dogevity.com.
Dogevity. Dogevity.com.
Call 855-543-8484.
855-543-8484.
This next song goes out to someone real special. Web developers. You've developed a worldwide web of convenience, and Geico.com is eternally grateful. Now everyone can pay bills, manage policies, maybe save big money on car insurance, all from the comfort of their desk chairs, recliners, and water beds. You're magicians with wands made of binary code, and that's why we're sending this next song out to you. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769.
Hey, George, are you watching the game? I sure am.
How do I sound?
Great.
Why?
I just got Easy Office Phone's cloud-based business phone service. The friendly support agent crafted a custom auto attendant with all the advanced phone features my business needs and North American calling included. But that's not all. I got the Panasonic deal with $25 off each handset and the first month for free.
Wow. How do I get that Panasonic deal?
Easy. Call them at 866-671-0111 or visit easyofficephone.com.
Nick Bonsanto here, inviting you to join me on the Nick Bonsanto Show weekdays, 3 to 6 Pacific, 6 to 9 Eastern, right here on Sports Byline. We'll talk about sports and, well, anything that's even closely related to sports. We'll do it all live from Las Vegas each and every day. We invite you in. Hope you will join us. We're the show that's bigger, bolder, and better. It's the Nick Bonsanto Show weekdays, 3 to 6 Pacific, 6 to 9 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Network.
To the players, reality is one against one, move and counter-move, helmet to helmet. Nowhere is this conflict more evident than at the fringe of battle where the receiver and cornerback match glares. Here, cunning and speed determine the victor. One-on-one, the battle where the loser bleeds alone on an open field.
All right. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And that music can mean one thing. We're going to talk some NFL football. So a lot going on in the NFL. And most recently, Percy Harvin got traded to the Jets. And what we're hearing now is that if he wasn't traded, he was going to be cut or let go. Don't want this guy's attitude in the locker room. Somewhat of an issue, somewhat of a problem. Fred, your thoughts. Percy Harvin, definitely a talented guy. Can definitely do some damage with the ball and is a, you know, he's a game changer for sure. So the Jets see something. The Seahawks, who are a pretty good football team, don't. Your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are he didn't get, he wasn't in close with a lot of the players. Apparently, he had fights with Doug Baldwin. Apparently, he had fights with other players, including quarterback Russell Wilson last year when he came back from the injury in the playoffs. So, and I'll tell you, Pete Carroll, I know a few of the football players who played for Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll smiles on the sideline. He's chewing that gum, but he's not necessarily a guy that's going to take anything from anybody. And if you're not helping him physically on the field and you're causing grief in the locker room, you're going to be gone. And they sent him to a team that can't possibly hurt him. I mean, there's no way the Jets are going to make the playoffs. So he sent him away. And after this year, we'll find out if the Jets want to bring him back. If not, somebody else will give him another shot next year, the year out. You know, we'll give him another shot because he's so physically talented. But apparently, he's a problem in the locker room. And if he is, a lot of coaches are not going to handle that. That's all, simple as that. But Carroll, you know, snapped his fingers and he's gone.
Yeah, interesting developments with that. But we all know Percy Harvin has talent, but now learning a little bit more about him as a person and seeing that he's not necessarily the kind of character that you want to have in your locker room. And we'll see how everything shakes out for him. Well, the Jets, on the other hand, you know, just let's touch on that. They're pathetic. Rex Ryan... never been a fan of the guy in the first place, okay? But this guy is so bad. I don't understand how, as far as being a head coach, okay? I'm not talking about coordinator, okay? That's not what I'm saying. But as far as being a head coach, right, this guy is incapable. And think about it like this, okay? Baltimore had a chance at this guy, Fred, okay? He was in their system, right? They had a shot at him. Right. But they said, no, they let him go. They weren't looking in that direction. The Jets wanted this guy. They got him. And as far as being a head coach, he's a complete failure. And he doesn't know what the heck he's doing at all. This going with Geno Smith on a sinking ship is just unbelievable. The bottom line is, look, I'm not saying that Mike Vick is that much better, but I think you will agree with me. Mike Vick is a better quarterback than Geno Smith right now and gives him a better opportunity to win each and every week. I'm not saying that it would be any different, okay? But at this point, Mike Vick is a better quarterback than Geno Smith.
I don't agree with you. I think Mike Vick thinks run first, does not think pass. I don't think he's a better quarterback than Geno Smith. Geno Smith is not a very good quarterback right now. Michael Vick, in my opinion, is worse. And again, were those Buddy Ryan's choices? Were those Rex Ryan's choices? I don't know. I mean, I don't think he must have had something to do about it, but I mean, I don't think it was his final decision. Geno Smith did not play badly on Thursday night. He played well, just well enough to lose. If they make the 58-yard field goal, you're saying, hey, look at the nice game that Geno Smith had against a very good Patriots team. So the point is, no, I don't agree with you at all. I think Michael Vick is worthless. Michael Vick can't help you. I don't even know why they picked him up. Draft another quarterback, but Michael Vick's not the answer. So if you're going to go with one or the other, you go with the younger quarterback because you have nothing to lose. You're not making the playoffs. You're not winning that many games. You might as well go with the younger guy unless you go out there and draft a quarterback next year. And they perhaps will. But I don't think it's Michael Vick's the answer at all. Listen, you know, Decker has not been what they thought he would be since he moved over. If the season started tomorrow and Percy Harvin was on one side and a healthy Decker was on the other, all of a sudden maybe Geno Smith would be a better quarterback, because whatever we said in the first segment about Percy Harvin, about him being a cancer in the locker room, and he might be. He's very, 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 very talented. And if he gets the ball enough, he'll probably shut his mouth up a little bit, and the Jets could surprise. Now, it's just, you know, it's too late in the season this year. But the point is, if you've got Harvin and a healthy Decker, you got two good receivers. Right now, they don't have a healthy Decker, and they just picked up Harvin. I don't think Vic's the answer. I'm not saying Geno Smith is the world's best quarterback, but I would take the younger guy versus the older guy.
The Jets are a joke. That's the bottom line. Rex Ryan is a joke. Not a head coach in this league at all. There's a few other guys that I don't know how they have jobs either. Well, I do know how they have jobs, because they got great quarterbacks that bail them out each and every week. But Mark Sanchez and Geno Smith, that's all I can say. They're not good quarterbacks. I'm not saying Mike Vick is a good quarterback either, but I truly think that he has a better idea of what's going on the field than Geno Smith does at this point. But again, it's a matter of opinion. You have one and I have one. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. We love to hear your opinion. Let us know what's on your mind about some of the things we're talking about, or anything that's on your mind going on in the sports world. That's fine. Tony Romo, how do you feel about this guy this year? Look at Dallas Cowboys playing a lot better football. Are they for real? DeMarco Murray in a contract year. Garrett in a contract year. Everybody seems to be playing well. And in those contract years, you do seem to step up a little bit. And again, Tony Romo playing pretty sharp as well after that first game. Your thoughts about the Dallas Cowboys? Are they for real, Fred?
No. I think they'll win 9 games. I think Tony will make the mistakes that he usually makes when it really matters. Better than in the past. Your point well taken about contract years. You usually play better. But if you give the ball to somebody 350 times, is he going to stay healthy all season long too? You have to question that. I think he's running right around that level, and that's, you know, 25-30 carries a game is pretty heavy. And is he going to get injured? Who knows? Or is he going to tire out? Who knows? I don't know. I'm just saying that. No, I don't think this team's okay. 8-8-8 in the last 3 years. Maybe they go 9-7 this year. They're not going much better than that, and I'll stick to that until they win more than 9 games.
How bad of a break is Victor Cruz not being in for the Giants? You know, he's obviously been a very big weapon for Eli over the years. Other guys are going to have to step up now, but they just seem to either look really good or really awful. And now without Victor Cruz, it's going to make it a little bit more difficult on Eli Manning, I would presume.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I agree with you. I think This is going to be an up-and-down team, an 8-8 type team. I don't think there's any question about that. They're not as good as they played in their better games, and they might be as bad as they played last week. Eli needs Cruz, and Cruz needs Eli, and Cruz can come back till next year.
Yeah, going to be an interesting year for the Giants the rest of the way. Like you said, up and down, I definitely would agree with that one. On the other side, we're going to hook up with Jeff Rich, talk to him about some football. We'll go back and forth, maybe some NFL, maybe some college. So keep it close. A lot of things to talk about. Again, hit us up, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit Fred up on his email at sportsfred@AOL.com or hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Keep it close. Tons of things to talk about. Fantasy, you name it. We got you covered. Fred, I got a ton of questions for you in fantasy, speaking of which, so we'll get into that for sure. Again, Jeff Rich on the other side. Fred Wallen, the Dorf man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen hanging out with me this hour. You could be anywhere, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports, or shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@AOL.com. And again, just a reminder, hour number one will rebroadcast today at 2 p.m. Pacific time. So if you missed it, solid hour of college football, baseball, a little bit of everything, as we kind of always do. And Jeff Rich joined me that hour, and he's back with us once again real quickly. Jeff Rich, welcome back to the program, man. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Looking forward to a good Sunday of sports.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's Sunday. It means a lot of NFL football action, a lot of great games, but a lot of things going on in the NFL, too. We've all addressed the Percy Harvin situation, so we're not going to do that. But Fred is pretty hard on the Cowboys, and I'm not so sure I agree with him, to be honest with you. DeMarco Murray running the ball the way he is, that helps Tony Romo, Fred, first and foremost, as we all know that. I'm not huge on Tony Romo, don't get me wrong. I've seen him make all the mistakes in the past. That stuff doesn't go forgotten by me at all, don't get me wrong. However, I think you have to have failure to have success. And for a long time, when you bounce your head against that wall and you keep doing it a certain way and it's not working, well, you got to figure things out and do it maybe a little different or get a little smarter. And Tony Romo isn't. He is a sharp guy. Let's be honest. He's a bright guy. And sooner or later, maybe this guy can figure it out. And maybe the Dallas Cowboys become a team that is to be reckoned with again. And here's the deal. I agree with you. Look, you got to prove it. So go out there and win football games the way that they're doing. Get to the playoffs. Become a team like that and do it year in and year out. They've been MIA for 20 years. So your point is very well taken. However, from year to year, as we all know, this league and every other league is a what have you done for me lately type thing, and the NFL stands for not for long when you think about it, and it is so true when you think about it as well. So, Jeff, are you a little bit more optimistic about what the Dallas Cowboys have shown so far and what they're capable of, or are you thinking the same way as Fred and saying, nah, this team is the Dallas Cowboys, and they've been mediocre at best for the last 20 years, and Tony Romo will make those mistakes once again?
No, I think they've turned the corner. I think that if you could put all these past Cowboys teams and all the antics of Romo in the past, the big game letdowns, I think you put all that behind you and just look at 2014 starting on September 7th, even in the loss to San Francisco, I thought they played pretty well. I think this is a team that, as long as DeMarco Murray doesn't break down from getting 600 carries this year, I think that they've got a pretty good chance. But I think you hit the nail on the head with mentioning DeMarco Murray in the wake of Tony Romo's success this year. Look, how many teams have gone into Seattle in the last 3 years and came away with a victory if they weren't the Seahawks?
Not many.
Arizona. Yeah,
two. Arizona last year and the Cowboys this year. So I think that's a feat to be recognized. And I think going forward, they've got a couple of division games coming up with the Giants and the Redskins, big challenge at the beginning of November with Arizona. But this is a team that could definitely run away with the division, and it's not something that I would have predicted at all in September.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely shocking to me because, I didn't think they looked so good against San Francisco personally. I thought, Fred would have been 100% correct on that one. Romo throwing interceptions and looking a little bit frazzled and, a guy that is unsure of himself. However, I think he learned a lot from that game or something, or the offensive line got better, or a combination of that, or maybe better play calling. I don't know, but they've definitely turned things around. 5-1. The only loss, is that home loss. 3-0 on the road. I think that is pretty darn impressive when you think about it. Don't get a lot of road wins in any league, especially in the NFL. Only have 8 opportunities. So they've already won almost half of their road games. That's pretty impressive at this point, Fred. I'll have a lot of games at home, that'll be pretty meaningful later in the season, again, against those division rivals. And, again, it'll be very interesting to see how it all plays out. They literally manhandled the Giants last week, and we'll just see how everything shakes out. But and again, that was a huge loss for the Giants. Victor Cruz no longer with Eli, so it makes things a lot more difficult on Eli and the New York Giants looking as they go forward too, Jeff. So assess them at this point. Where do they go, and are they going to be a team that can push Philadelphia or Dallas, or is this just a two-team race?
No, it's a two-team race. I think it's Philadelphia and the Dallas Cowboys. The Giants, the Giants bounce back a little bit. You know, after coming out of the gate 0-2, they win a couple games. But what we saw in Philadelphia last Sunday night, I think, is indicative of exactly what this team is, and it's only going to get worse without Victor Cruz. I don't know what Eli's going to do. I don't know what they're going to do on the ground. I don't think that it's time to call for Coughlin's job or anything like that. But I just think this is kind of a lost season for the New York Giants.
Yeah, and by the way, that is what I meant by when I was talking about the Giants losing and Victor Cruz going out. I meant against Philadelphia. But moving right along here, let's take a look at the Central guys, or the North, I'm sorry. Detroit, Green Bay, Chicago. I got to say, look, I mean, you guys are going to call me a homer, but personally, I always think it's the Green Bay Packers division to lose. When you have Aaron Rodgers, one of, if not the best in the league at this point, and the offense, when it's clicking, they're as good as anybody, and maybe to the point of being almost unstoppable because Aaron Rodgers is just that good. Went into Miami, pulled the Marino in Miami last week, winning that in the final seconds of the game for the Green Bay Packers, a huge road victory when you really think about it. Would have been a big setback, let's face it. So the guy's amazing. I personally feel it's the Green Bay Packers division to lose. I know we're behind Detroit right now because they beat us, but after everything's said and done, the way you feel about Dallas, Fred, that's the way I feel about Detroit, to be honest with you. A lot of talent with them, but they seem to make mistakes, whether it's the coaching staff or Stafford or Ndamukong Suh, whatever. They have their share of problems as well. So am I crazy? Is this not the Packers' division to lose, fellas?
Well, it definitely could be. I think the health of Calvin Johnson, Megatron, is going to be a key for Detroit because their defense is going to be awfully strong all season long, I think. And, you know, I don't think this is Jim Schwartz. This is Jim Caldwell. So, I mean, it's a different coaching staff, and I think a smarter coaching staff and a better coaching staff. So the point is I'm not sure they'll do what they have done in the last few years under Schwartz. I think they might play better in this circumstance. I do think Green Bay would be the favorite. I don't question that. But the question is how many games can Calvin Johnson play at 100%? Because obviously he's out again today, and he missed last week, and the two previous weeks he was just a decoy out there. So the point is, when does he come back? When is he healthy? He makes a big difference in that offense.
Very good point. Very good point. Jeff?
I think that's an excellent point about Jim Caldwell. You know, this is the guy that took the Colts to the Super Bowl and got a little bit of a different challenge. You know, I don't know what everybody thinks of Matthew Stafford, but, you know, face it, he's certainly not Peyton Manning in 2006. But, you know, I think I have to agree with you. It's definitely the Packers' division to lose. The next couple of weeks, they got a couple of NFC South opponents and the Carolina Panthers coming into Lambeau. And then they go to the Superdome and play the Saints. And, you know, let's face it, these Saints aren't the team that they've been. But I think the true time, you know, I think that more so than Detroit, I think that Chicago is going to be the biggest competitor the Packers are going to have in the NFC North going forward.
Yeah, we'll see how it all shakes out. Again, I mean, Packers have Aaron Rodgers, and at the end of the day, to me, you know, that's the biggest difference from all these teams. And, you know, you mentioned Carolina, New Orleans. New Orleans is a pretty good football team at home. I don't care if they're 2-3 and they're struggling at home, they can beat anybody. And Carolina, you know what, looked like Cam Newton got it going a little bit last week, and this guy may be ready to really perform. Let's take a quick look at the NFC West. Arizona on top of the division. San Francisco 4-2. Seattle 3-2, surprisingly. But if this holds out or it doesn't hold out, how do you guys see this thing shaking out? Seattle on top of the end, San Francisco, or does Arizona hang tight? Fred, you first.
San Francisco, Seattle, Seattle, San Francisco. It's hard to pick between those two. Arizona will not win the division. One of those two teams will. Maybe it's San Francisco's year. I don't know. It's hard to say, but it's not going to be Arizona.
Jeff, your thoughts. Could Arizona pull this thing off and maybe even have a dream miracle year and host the Super Bowl in their own town?
I'm not going to get ahead of myself with the Super Bowl, but I certainly think it's a possibility. I do disagree with Fred. I think that the way the Cardinals have played without really having a quarterback, having Carson Palmer with about a quarter of a practice under his belt the way that he played last weekend, I think that as long as they can stay healthy, I think their defense is good enough. I think that they have the best coach in the NFC NFC West, if not the entire NFC, with in Bruce Arians. I think that guy is just an innovator. He gets those guys to play every week, and it's going to shake out in the division games. Whoever has the best division record in the NFC West is going to be the NFC West.
Good call.
Champion,
good
and
call,
very likely
man.
Going to have home field throughout the NFC playoff.
All right, good call, Jeff. And they're 3-0 in the division. Got to run real quickly. Thanks a lot, Jeff. Fred Wallendorf, man, at Storf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Want to add more excitement behind the wheel? Choose Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline and experience a drive that comes alive. Shell V-Power removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. And now you can save big on Shell fuels. Just sign up free for the Fuel Rewards Network program and receive at least 3 cents per gallon instantly on every fill-up. For full offer and details, visit fuelrewards.com.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Calling all motorheads. It's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman in Phoenix, AZ. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Again, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. A lot to talk about. Fred, looking at my lineup for fantasy football as I'm strolling through it. It's changed quite a bit. So let me read you my team, okay? Because you'll notice there's some different names here, okay?
Uh-huh.
Still got Phillip Rivers and Cam Newton as my quarterbacks, okay?
Okay.
Torrey Smith, I now have Odell Beckham Jr. because of the issues that they got, so I figured that might be a decent pickup. Picked him up like a week ago. Picked up this John Brown character for the Arizona Cardinals. Hasn't really worked out so great. Picked up Devin Hester as well. I do have Marcus Colston as well, so a capable guy, but week to week, you know, it's difficult. But Jimmy Graham a little banged up, so maybe that opens it up for Colston a little bit. Yes or no? What do you think?
Yeah, but he hasn't. Yeah, your point well taken, though he hasn't had a great season.
Yeah.
I think Hester, who I was thinking might have a big game last week, is capable of a real big game. And so I would always keep him in there because, again, you said last week that you get points for returning punts and kickoffs, and he's doing that. So Hester's capable of going 80 yards in any play. So I'm keeping Hester in my lineup.
I've got LeGarrette Blount, who hasn't obviously gotten much of an opportunity there in Pittsburgh. I picked up this Trey Mason just after on a whim, just watching him play Monday night. I thought the guy was the best running back that they had personally, but I know that Stacy's their guy at this point. But to me, I thought that he had potential, so I picked him up on a whim. But here's my starting lineup today. So, and then you let me know what you think if it sounds good. Phillip Rivers, Torrey Smith, Odell Beckham, Ahmad Bradshaw. This is who I didn't mention. I also picked him up, and I think this is a great pickup, especially with the new coach there in Oakland. I picked up Darren McFadden somehow. He was on the waiver wire. And, you know, look, I understand he doesn't produce that much, but he is a guy that's going to get the ball. At least last week he did 14 carries, 80 yards, so look like they're looking to keep the running game going. So we'll see if that happens. I've got Gates as my tight end. Right now I've got in my flex spot, it's Colston and then Crosby in Arizona as my defense. And this is just how it came for me this week. I haven't done anything. On my bench, I've got Doug Martin, who's on bye this week, so obviously he's not playing. Devin Hester, Martellus Bennett, LeGarrette Blount, Cam Newton, John Brown, and then Trey Mason. So am I playing the right lineup right now, do you think? Or would you somehow figure out a way to get Martellus Bennett in there?
Wow. I obviously wouldn't play Trey Mason in this circumstance against Seattle. Seattle's
I got Bradshaw and McFadden going. I mean, look, I think that those are my best options today.
I think you're going to do fine. I do think the Bears are going to win. So maybe you do find a way to get Bennett in there. I don't know. I mean, the Bears to me.
What I'm thinking, Fred. When you think about this too, last week, Corliss was the guy that scored the winning touchdown for the Green Bay Packers. He's a tight end. Martellus Bennett is also a tight end. Maybe they just don't have linebackers that can hang with those tight ends. And Martellus Bennett is one of the better guys. He was a little off last week. Maybe this is his week to get back on a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a very, very possible.
Would you play? Okay, so I got to play Gates because I got Phillip Rivers in there and the connection that they have. I got to play him. So you play him over Marcus Colston, or do I take Beckham out and put Colston in Beckham's spot, or do I take Torrey Smith out?
I take Colston out the way he's played this year. Maybe he slowed up to a point where he's no longer a top-notch wide receiver. You know, I don't know. It's hard to say, but I know he's had a very average first few games of the season. It doesn't prove anything, and certainly with that passing attack, anything is possible. But I think the Bears are going to win, so I think Bennett's going to score. I mean, they're going to score some points, and Bennett's certainly a part of that.
All right, so I just made the switch. I've got him in there. Because, you know, you got to put these lineups in within the next 15 minutes because that's when the games are getting started. But so we've made that little switch. I'm not favored to win this week, by the way. I'm 3-3 so far, which I'm on a three-game win streak, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. So Just a little bit of fantasy. Are you playing fantasy this year or no, Fred?
No, first time in 22 years. I'm really not. I played a few times those one week leagues, and I've done okay. I haven't won any money, but I've done okay. Eddie, I want to talk about a couple of things before we go. First, I want to talk about the Florida State win over Notre Dame. Look, at when you're playing at South Bend, you get every break in the world. Stanford, okay. The last 2 years, when they go to South Bend, probably could have won the game, except the officials took the game away from them, okay? And I'm not a Stanford fan, so it's nothing to do with my favoritism towards Stanford, one or the other. Anyone who's followed Notre Dame history at South Bend, they get every break in the world. That call at the end in Tallahassee last night had to be called. If you can... Listen, there's picks, but when there's a pick, you don't touch the guy. You know, you get in front of him and you slow him up so that your wide receiver can get away, but you can't keep your hands on the guy while the pass is in the air, because if that could be the case, we'd see 50 points every game in every game. I mean, every night in every game. If you could knock down another defensive back by your offensive lineman or one wide receiver doing it to a defensive back, you can't do that. So, I mean, they're saying that, well, in the first quarter, they didn't call it when they scored the touchdown. Well, then they missed it in the first quarter, if that be the case. That was a penalty. It had to be a penalty. It had to be called. And believe me, I don't like Jameis Winston. I can't stand Brian Kelly. I was hoping both teams would lose, to tell you the truth. So I have no interest whatsoever in who won the game. But that, I think that play, that call had to be made. Agree or disagree?
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, I think they got the call right. I'm more amazed that they were able to see it. I mean, the play happened so quickly. It's a physical game. And you know what? They got the call right. Absolutely. But I'm sure that Notre Dame doesn't feel they got the call right. And you know what? It is what it is. But you, myself, and most of the other people that are looking at it objectively saw the play, and that's the way it was. I mean, it was a pick play, and opened it up for his players so that the other guys couldn't get there to make a play on it, and you can't do that. So the penalty was called, and therefore they pushed him back too far, and then Golson has an opportunity, but a much more difficult opportunity. I'll be honest with you, Fred. I was impressed with the kid. I thought he played pretty well. Look, the bottom line is that's a tough environment to go play in. Playing a team that has won, 22 consecutive games in their place. I don't know. I give Notre Dame a lot of credit. I know you wanted both teams to lose. Obviously, it's impossible, but I give Notre Dame a lot of credit, to be honest with you, Fred. They went in there, played a pretty solid football game, had a chance to win it, and I think we won as fans watching the game because it was a good football game. I mean, it was exciting. You know, I'm sitting there watching the game with my girlfriend, and we're on our hands and knees watching the game like, wow, this is great. I thought the game was over when it was fourth down and Notre Dame made the completion, to Robinson. He gets the big pass play, and they keep marching. It had everything I wanted in a football game, Fred. It had the highs, the lows, the emotions, and to be honest with you, I thought it was a really well-played game, and that was a penalty for sure. So as far as that being a well-played play, no, it wasn't. But at the end of the day, I think everybody won on this one.
I don't think this is a great season for great teams in college football. I don't think there's one great team out there. There's a lot of good teams.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who the best team is. You know, you can make a case. And again, Alabama wins last week by 14-13. They win on Saturday 59-0. Are they the best team? They've already lost a game. They could be the best team. They might not make the final, the final four. Who knows? I mean, Oregon could be the best team. They had the one bad game against Arizona. I don't think we have one dominant team this year. Michigan State's coming on. Ohio State's coming on. The winner of that conference certainly will be strong and should have. The one that runs the table should get one of the four seeds. Would you agree in the Big Ten? Michigan State, Ohio State, the one that runs the table, should get a seed in the Final Four. Would you agree there?
Not necessarily, no.
Why? Why? Michigan State's beating Oregon after three quarters. They lose in the fourth. Ohio State loses the first game to not a bad Virginia Tech team. I mean, so you don't think I think one of them's going to run the table. The team that wins that game between Ohio State and Michigan State will run the table. That's my belief. You don't think that team automatically should get a seed?
No, I just because the Big Ten is so down. I mean,
I don't think it's down at all. Minnesota's playing like they're an actual football team. I don't think they're down at all. Indiana loses 56-17 yesterday to Michigan State. Indiana's not a bad team. This Coleman's a running back who in 2 years he's going to be playing in the pros, or 3 years he's going to be playing in the pros. A tremendous running back. I mean, they've got some players there. So, I mean, it's not like it used to be where the bottom two or three can't beat anybody. Indiana can win a few games. Purdue can win a few games. Minnesota has won a few games. I don't think it's down at all. I just think that Ohio State got off to that bad start, and Michigan State had one bad quarter against Oregon. I do think that the winner of the Big, and I live in Southern California. I have nothing to promote the Big Ten.
Sure,
I'm just saying I think the winner of the Big Ten, that if they run the table, and it will be Michigan State or Ohio State, the team that runs the table, I think deserves one of the four slots. I don't know the other spots. Until Mississippi or Mississippi State has to lose one of them because they play each other.
Right, because they're going to play each other, sure.
They play each other, so one of those two going to lose.
Yeah, Florida
State and Alabama. I don't know. Though, right now,
let me give you the argument there, though. Mississippi State and Ole Miss, you know, they're going to be one and three or two and three probably at the time. So, yeah. you know what I'm saying? So that loss – Is it as bad as a loss where you're losing when Oregon loses to Arizona, who probably by the end of the year is not going to be in the top 25. I mean, unless they continue to play great. But again, look, they're 17 in the country now. Somehow Oregon is 9 in the country when Arizona has beaten them. You know, again, the ranking system, Fred, and I know it's based on strength of schedule and whatnot. I mean, look, I don't know. This thing is so screwed up. They don't have it right. Is it better? I don't even know if it's better, to be honest with you, Fred. At this point, I'm so confused. I don't know what they can do to make the college situation better. I really don't. How do you come up with a national title in the right way? I really don't know. Do you?
Not in 15 seconds.
No. Anyways, we'll be right back to wrap this thing up. He's Fred Wallen. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient personal professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
Alrighty, welcome back. Final segment here on today's program. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, Dorfman in Phoenix. Thanks to Jeff Rich for joining us for a little bit here on this hour. Hour before, Mary Nemitz, TicksForCause.com, and John Poulter, the professor of sports, our professor of sports, breaking down baseball. Fred, we didn't even get any baseball in. Crazy, but World Series is here. Kansas City and the Giants, a wild card. I would call this the Wild Card World Series. Both teams from the Wild Card make it. Kansas City has yet to drop a game. Been unbelievable thus far in the postseason. Giants have been the Giants. They just, every other year since 2012, they seem to get to the World Series and win it. So how do you see this thing shaking out? And who do you think this means more to?
Well, I feel sorry for the fans of the team that loses here because obviously they had a kick so far in the playoffs. I'm pretty big on numbers in 210, 212, 214. I just have a hunch the Giants might win. But again, Kansas City, if they're ahead after six, I don't remember in a long time three relievers in the seventh, eighth, and ninth as strong as the Royals have. So if they're ahead after six, they're not going to lose an awful lot of times. But I just have a weird hunch. The Giants are going to do what they did in 212 and 210. And I feel so, if that be the case, I feel sorry for the Kansas City Royal fans and vice versa. If the Royals do win, I feel sorry for the Giant fans. I'm not either. I'm a Dodger fan. So, you know, it doesn't really matter to me. But I think it'll be a fun series. It's been a fun playoff so far. And it'll be fun to watch starting on Tuesday night on Fox.
I think the playoffs have lacked a little drama, to be honest with you, Fred. No real pushes in these series. Like I said, Kansas City has pretty much swept their way. They've been able just to, you know, cruise through everybody. And then you have the Giants who only dropped one to St. Louis. I mean, I don't know. I think it's been pretty uneventful. So hopefully we get a six or seven game series. And hopefully we have ourselves really fun baseball games for about a week or so. Because after that, it's over. So, Fred, as always, man, appreciate you taking time out, okay?
Thanks, Andy. See you next week.
Yep, have a great day. Fred Wallen in L.A., Dorfman, taking you through as always. Have a great Sunday, everybody. Enjoy. Watch a lot of sports, and we'll talk to you right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network next week. Take care, everybody.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.